Blog Talk Radio.
I need you, Jesus. I need you. need you touch me now. Holy Spirit, fall fresh on me. I need you touch me now.
with a cloud by day, fire by night. You gave us your name to be our guide. You are Yahweh. You are Yahweh. You're in the inhale, Yahweh. You're in the exhale, Yahweh. Hey, you're in the inhale, Yahweh. You're in the exhale, Yahweh. Every time we breathe, we say your name. Every time we breathe, we mention your name. Yahweh, Yahweh, Yahweh. Yahweh, Yahweh, Yahweh. Yahweh, Yahweh, Yahweh. Let everything that has breath say the name of the Lord. Let everything that breathes say the name of the Lord.
Perfect, tried and pure. You are healer, you are the cure. Redeemer of the lost and cold. You're the sovereign Lord of all. You're creator of earth and stone. You're the maker of flesh and bone. You're Jehovah, all-powerful. Your freedom worth fighting for. Come what may, you're worthy of glory. Come what may, you're worthy of praise. All we are is glory's reflection. We'll bless your name. We'll bless your name. We'll bless your name. We'll bless your name. And your kindness unmatchable. There's grace for guilt. There's grace for all. You are light for the path unknown. And Lord, without you, where will we go? You're the way. Hey, our open door. Woo! To hear heaven from love below. Defender, yeah, with judgment call, we protected by your blood. season that we're in.
Give our lives back to you. So we give our lives back to you. We give it all.
by your name. Yeah. We'll magnify your name. We'll focus on your name.
Hallelujah. Praising my Savior all the day long. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, my brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus. I greet you in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the name of His blessed Holy Spirit. This is the day the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Hallelujah. Welcome to I Am Morning Glory Prayer Service. I am Apostle Marco Broboyu from I Am That I Am Prayer Tabernacle Ministries. Let us pray. Father, we bless you. We thank you, Lord. We glorify your holy name. Hallelujah. Glory to the King of Kings. Hallelujah. Glory to the Lord of Lords. To the Alpha and Omega. Hallelujah. To the Rose of Sharon. Hallelujah. To the Lily of the Valley. Hallelujah. We bless your name. We praise your name, Lamb of God. We bless you, Eternal Rock of Ages. We praise you. Hallelujah. We bless you, Jesus. We thank you for waking us up this morning. We thank you for keeping watch over us as we slept through the night. We thank you, Lord, for our children in the name of Jesus, grandchildren in the name of Jesus, spouses in the name of Jesus. We just thank you, Lord, for keeping them safe in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, Father, we thank you for your faithfulness. We thank you for your love. Hallelujah. You love us in spite of. We thank you, Lord, for your grace is sufficient for us. We bless your name, O God. Thank you, O God, for increasing our faith, O God, that we will walk by faith and not by sight. Thank you, Jesus, that we'll be assured that nothing is impossible with you, O God, if we believe, O God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, I thank you, Lord, for turning things in our favor in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Lord, for keeping watch over us that no weapon fashioned against us shall prosper, and every tongue that rises against us in judgment shall be condemned. I thank you, Jesus. We bless you for your mercy. Your mercy is on you every morning. Father God, rain down your mercy upon each and every one in the name of Jesus. And we ask you, Lord, for mercy. Have mercy upon us, O God. Forgive us of all the things that we have done that did not bring glory and honor to your name. Have mercy upon us, O God, in the name of Jesus. We pray for the blood of Jesus. We soak our body, souls, and spirit in the blood of Jesus. We soak everything that concerns us in the blood of Jesus. We soak the airways, the cyberspace, the networks in the blood of Jesus. Oh, Father God, our homes in the blood of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus speak for us. Let the blood of Jesus speak for our children. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, the blood of Jesus. Oh, Father God, our grandchildren, the blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus. Oh, Father, let the blood speak for our spouses, the blood of Jesus. Oh, Father, we thank you for the precious blood. Let the blood of Jesus give us strength, oh, God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord. We claim all the unlimited breakthroughs and blessings that's in the blood of Jesus. Father God, this morning we put on the full armor of God and the armor of light, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, we ask you, Lord, to be a wall of fire around us and a glory within in the name of Jesus. Be a wall of fire around each and every one of us and a glory within, oh, God. We surrender this day to you. We surrender this service to you in the name of Jesus. Perfect all that concerns our lives in the name of Jesus, oh, God. Oh, Father God, perfect everything that concerns us, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, we bless you and we thank you Hallelujah, hallelujah. Every day is a day of thanksgiving. Shield us with your favor in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We lift up our voice to you, O God, and we say thank you, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, hallelujah. We bless your name. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. Good morning. I won't keep you long this morning. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We bless God for each and every one of you this morning. But there is a word from the Lord in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And we thank God in advance for his word. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. I'm going to look at Matthew 13:55. I would do 54 to 56. Matthew 13:54 to 56, okay? Coming to his hometown, he taught the people in the synagogues, and they were astonished. Where did this man get such wisdom and miraculous power, they asked? Isn't this the carpenter's son? Isn't his mother named Mary, and aren't his brothers James, Joseph, Simon, and Judas? Aren't all his sisters with us as well? Where did this man get all these things? Hallelujah. Hallelujah, glory. Father, in the name of Jesus, as I bring your word forth, let it not be me, but let it be the Christ that lives inside of me. Lord Jesus, I hide behind the cross, all of you. Holy Spirit, flow in the name of Jesus. I surrender to you in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Holy Spirit, move it through me, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, I hide behind the cross, all of you, Jesus, and none of me. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. And I'm going to, coming to his hometown, he taught the people in their synagogues that they were astonished. Where did this man get such wisdom and miraculous power? They asked. Isn't this the carpenter's son? Isn't his mother named Mary, and aren't his brothers James, Joseph, Simon, and Judas? Aren't all his sisters with us as well? Where did this man get all these things? Hallelujah. And this man we're talking about is Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. The Bible says in Luke 2:52, and Jesus grew in wisdom, stature, and in favor with God and with man. And Jesus grew in wisdom, stature, and in favor with God and man. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Many times I remember, and I'm going to just use this analogy to let you see where I'm going this morning in the name of Jesus. I remember one of my sons, which is Ricky, he was growing and he was so short, and his brother was growing. Growing faster than him, shoe size, everything. And Ricky used to cry a lot. Mommy, why can't I grow tall? I want to be tall. Why can't I grow? Everybody, because he wore one size for a long time. And he was crying about it. And I said, well, you'll grow. So during a summertime, I realized Ricky slept a lot. And I was worried about it because he was very active child. And he was in high school. And then this was a summer. I said, wow, why is he sleeping? I was kind of worried. I asked him if he was sick. He said, no. And he just kept sleeping and sleeping. And there was nothing wrong with him. But then after the summertime, this boy grew from 5'5 to 6'6. He's 6 feet, 6 inches tall. Hallelujah. And what we call it is a growth, people say it's a growth spurt. Hallelujah. This is what we're talking about. This is a physical growth. Hallelujah. And what I'm saying, I'm trying to make you understand that he was sleeping and all this thing was happening when he was sleeping. Hallelujah. And all of a sudden, it just happened. And many times in our lives, people can be right in front of you, and you will never see that they're growing because you will not see that they're growing in the things of the Lord. You will not see it, and you will not comprehend it. You will not understand, and it can be right in front of you. Hallelujah. This is why people will not pay attention to what is going on. When did this happen? Hallelujah. Perhaps it's not that God don't want them to see it, or perhaps they're not looking at you from that perspective. Because if you see this, when they said to you, is this not the carpenter's son? People look down. They're looking at, is this not the carpenter's son? Who is this? Who is this not so-and-so? Is this not? So people will look down. How can you say she's this? I can't believe he's this, and that the carpenter's son, is this not so-and-so? You know, people get astonished of things that are happening here. I can't believe, because people want to keep you in the place that they want to keep you in, that perspective. They want to keep on looking at you from where God has already brought you and trained you from. So therefore, they do not want to look at you from the way that God looks at you, from that perspective, from your growth, because you've been growing in what? Wisdom. God has been training and teaching you, and then they say, I can't believe. No, it can't be him or her. It can't be him or her. Oh, no, yes, because we grow every day in the things of God. But you know, you don't have to announce your growth, because it's a quiet growth that you're doing. You're quietly growing in the Lord. Hallelujah. You don't have to be open and people who are like boastful. No, God does things very quietly. And when God read it, people will start observing and saying that you've really been growing in the Lord. Hallelujah. And you're not the same. You're not what you used to be. People want to put you back to where you used to be. I remember. You have moved from that stage. This I remember. I remember they want to bring back. I remember this. Oh, I mean, somebody said to me one time, I can't believe she's preaching. I can't believe this person is doing this. No. God moved in everyone's life in his way. When we surrender our lives to God, God will move in our lives. He walks with us. He talks with us. He teaches us. Not many people want to be on a boastful, a prideful, I know this and I know that. No, God does his things quietly. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Jesus grew in it. But he was in Nazareth. Nobody paid attention. He was growing. Where did this man get such wisdom and the miraculous power? He was right there with them in Nazareth all the time, but they never saw it. When he started teaching, and God started using him, then is this not the carpenter's son? They're not saying it in a good way. They're saying it to put him down. And this is why you have to be careful. Hallelujah. And then they name his brothers and his sisters and everything. And Jesus had been with them in that town in Nazareth all this time. There's a scripture, is there anything good that can come from Nazareth? There's another scripture. Is there anything good that can come from this town? Is there anything good that can come from this tribe? Is there anything good that can come from this family? Is there anything good? Hallelujah. Yes. Yes. Something good could come from something bad. Because this Nazareth was looked down on. Hallelujah. It seems strange to me that God will write these stories and the way he used to write up the story. And what I'm saying, we walk in the story that God has already written for our lives. But you will see, he will always speak something that nobody in a place that people reject, people do this, and then he takes you and he raises you up to where he wants you to be. And people are not paying attention to where God is taking you. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. What am I saying? There's no way you will walk with God, pray to God, spend time in his presence, and you will stay the same. No way. So I don't even know why people will even think that. You will never be the same. Every day, you will grow. Every day, you will grow. Then every day, there's a transformation taking place within you. Hallelujah. And the Lord will keep moving in your life. You will continue to grow in wisdom, stature, favor. Your experiences make you grow. Hallelujah. The word of God makes you grow. Hallelujah. Spending time in the presence of the Lord makes you grow. If you got to teach the word of God, you will grow, because as you teach, you have to study, so you will grow. As you preach the word of God, you will grow, because you can't just preach without studying. You will grow. And the more you do it, you keep growing. And then you get to a place, you will always will grow until they, you know, God takes us home, but people around you will not see that growth. Sometimes not even your family. They will not see it. And then it will say, is this so-and-so? Hallelujah. Because Jesus grew in favor, in wisdom, in stature. Right in there. I can't believe this person preaching. I can't believe this person did. No. I don't have to announce you. God does things quietly. Hallelujah. And God does things, and most people have moved in the humility of Christ. Hallelujah. So when God is doing things, sometimes he hides you. And nobody will see it until he opened their eyes. Hallelujah. And he does it for a reason, for a season, in the name of Jesus. As I meditated on this word of God, I thought about the conference that's taking place. And the Lord said to me, he said, everyone that participating in this conference, there's a growth spurt. And he said, I don't care which level they are. He said, there's a growth spurt. Hallelujah. What took years to be, God is releasing, there's a growth spurt, divine growth spurt that is happening for those that have come and be part of it. And if you pay attention to what every guest speaker, everybody was preaching, you will learn what the different characteristics and the attributes of an ego. And you will know what it is at that elevation. Hallelujah. You're not only preaching the word or listening to the word. God is telling you who you are. just a gross breath. I don't care if you're in a low level, you call, I don't call nobody a low level. Even if you're in first grade, God said, I'm taking you to 12th grade, growth spurt. Amen, in the name of Jesus. And it's not by might or power, but it is by the Spirit, saith the Lord. I came here to just to say that that's what's happening right now, growth spurt. There's a divine growth spurt. Hallelujah. And nobody's paying attention, but if your eyes are open, you will see it. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. You can't be one level. God has taken you to another level, and you're still acting like you in that the old level. And God can't take you to the mountain and you still want to be in the valley. He's taking you higher, and there's an impartation that he is releasing upon you. And that is not for you, it's for his glory. It's for his glory. Hallelujah. To come and help others. Hallelujah. Teach, preach. Hallelujah. There's an impartation. People take these things, we don't just have, I don't. It's always a mandate from God. It's always a mandate from God because it's not easy to do it. Hallelujah. But I just want you all to know that many of you have been coming on. There's a change, there's a transformation that God is moving, and he's doing it suddenly and quickly for such a time as this. Now, if God promotes you and you want to stay down, the enemy will get you. You have to move as God moves and learn and grow in him. You can't stay in that place. You have to learn and grow in the Lord. Hunger and thirst for righteousness. And you will be filled. Hallelujah. No one go into the presence of the Lord. Pray. Study the word. Stay the same. No one does. Unless it's a form of godliness, denying the power within. There's no way you can be in the Lord and you're still doing everything that you used to do when you were in the world. No way. The Holy Spirit will convict you, and you will grow. You will let go of the bad things and bad habits. The Holy Spirit will let you see who you really are. He will say, look in the mirror. The Holy Spirit will always say, look in that mirror and see who you are. And you will work. He will help you work on those things in your life. Hallelujah, so that you can continue growing in the Lord. You can't stay down. You have to go higher. Because God wants to use you. It is not what your town people say. Is this? No, it is what God says about you. Never take things for granted. Never take things for granted. I'm not going to do this because of this. No, don't take it for granted. Sometimes God promotes us. He wants to promote us, but we pass it by. We reject it because of where it's coming from. Hallelujah. Because they would say, isn't that Jesus? Then who is this man? The carpenter's son. Because God can use the least of persons to help you to come to a level that he wants you to come. God's ways are not man's ways. God's thoughts are not man's thoughts. Hallelujah. So we're in a period of a growth spurt in the name of Jesus. And to tell you the truth, we need it because we got days ahead of us. We need to continue growing and growing in the Lord. Hallelujah. There's an impartation filling us up to do his will. Hallelujah. Is that filling us up for material things, filling us up for kingdom purposes? Hallelujah. Jesus grew in wisdom, stature, and in favor with God and man. Hallelujah. Wisdom, stature, and favor. That's another sermon. But he grew in it. Hallelujah. And that's for you too. You learn. You have experiences in life. And you're growing. And you're growing. Hallelujah. Because your experience is the best teacher. Hallelujah. But God told me this morning, he said there's a growth spurt. And I thank God for each and every one of you. I just want you to realize that the Lord, just through this period, that he's doing something great. You might not see it or realize it within you, within your life. Hallelujah. And I pray that you receive it and do not be like a chicken or a rooster, but be an eagle. God is doing some great things in you. And I want to encourage you. Great things. You don't have to see it, but you got to believe it, because he's doing it in you. Hallelujah. You got to believe and you got to walk in it. In the name of Jesus. Don't let him elevate you and you stay down. You move forward, because you cannot do anything being down at that level. He wants to take you out so you can be able to help others, so his name can be glorified and honored. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for your word this morning. We bless you, O God, for each and every one listening, O God. We thank you for this growth spurt, O God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, we thank you. We thank you for each and every one that's listening. Pray that this word, they will ponder this word in their heart, and you will open their eyes of understanding in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, we bless your name. Bless their going in and their coming out. Establish the work of their hands. In the name of Jesus, keep them hidden in a secret place, O God. Provide for those who need in the name of Jesus. Heal those who are sick in the name of Jesus. Comfort those who are grieving in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, we bless you and we thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all evil. For thine is thy kingdom, thy power and thy glory, forever and ever. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. God bless you. Join us this evening at 7 p.m. on the radio. Our guest speaker this evening is Apostle Uriel King from Liberia. Hallelujah. She lives in Minnesota. She'll be our guest speaker this evening. So join us this evening. We're going to have a great time, as we always have, in the presence of the Lord. God bless you. We love you. Have a wonderful and a splendid day. In Jesus' name, amen.